paragraph tests. Now, for those who live in the big cities, for those who aren't farmers and agriculturalists and everything, now Rav Nosson Zal is going to address us. Now he's going to take this whole discussion we've been having about the plants and the trees and the bees and he's going to bring us back into tefillah, show how all of this applies in our personal tefillah. V'zeh b'chinas tefillah. Everything we've been talking about till now is tied into tefillah. Shehu b'chinas bitul el ho'ein soif kanam. Tefillah is another example where a Jew has the ability to experience this bitul to the infinite light of Hashem. So you see, Rav Nosson Zal is giving us a few examples. He gave us Shabbos. Shabbos was an example. Yontif was an example. He gave us the example of plants, how they experience this bitul to the Oyer Ein Sof. And now he's giving us the example of tefillah. Kanal b'maimar hanal. As Rabbeinu Zal mentions this over there in Torah Dalet in Likutei Moran. V'alkein, because when a person is davening, the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchas Tefillah, where it speaks about Shmon Esrei, one of the opening statements of the Shulchan Aruch is that the great, we quoted this a page or two ago, that the great tzaddikim of the past, the Hasidim, used to experience Hispashtus Hagashmius. They used to unplug themselves totally from the physical world, from the materialistic world, when they were davening, and especially when they were davening Shmon Esrei. And that's bitul. That's this term of bitul. And Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in Likutei Moran. He speaks about the fact that when a person is davening, even if they're in a room with people, in order to daven properly, you have to be able to unplug yourself, to turn off your ears, your nose, your eye, to detach them from your physical surroundings. You don't hear, you don't see, you don't feel anybody around you at all. It's only you and Hashem. That's step one. And then if Hashem helps you that you're zecher to do that, to achieve that, then you try for step two, where it's not you and Hashem, it's Hashem only. You're there and you're not there. The person negates himself totally, totally, where he doesn't exist almost. It's only Hashem. It's Hashem speaking to Hashem. It's my soul and Hashem connecting in such a way where it's oneness. We're not two. It's a monologue. V'alkein yesh arba b'chinois batfila, shem keneged arbo oilamois. Based on this, you'll understand why there are four sections in the tefila, corresponding to the four worlds, the four spiritual worlds, which are called Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, Keyadua, as is known in Sifrei Kabbalah. Dahainu, what are the four sections of Tefillah? Korbonois is section one. Then comes Psukei Dezimra, section two. Then comes Birkas Kriyashma, the Shema and the Brachas that go in front of it and in back of it. And then number four is Tfilas Shmoin Esrei. That's the climax. V'chulu, etc. Kayodua, as is known in Sifrei Kabbalah. Ki betchilo tzrichin l'sakein harbo yesoidois. Because the first thing a person has to do is fix and correct the four basic elements, Sheheim b'sharoshon b'chinas arba oisyes Hashem, which are rooted in the four letters of Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, the four Yesoidis, which are Eish, Ruach, Mayim, and Ofer, fire, air, water, and dirt. Shezeu Bechinas Arbo Oilomois, which also correspond to these four worlds, Atzilos Briyetzi Asiya. Ki I Efsher Lizkois LeBechinas Bitoanal, because as we mentioned previously, now Rav Nosson Zal repeats it, it's impossible for a Jew to achieve bitul ki im kishemesaknim kol hamidois hanim shochem me'arba yesoides, unless the person first works on themselves to correct all their character traits that are associated with these four yesoides. You have the character trait called fire, right? And there are all kinds of midois that are connected to fire. A hot temper, or a passionate nature, a person who has passion in them. A person has to work on those midos to work on them, to learn to control them, to focus them, and to direct them in the proper direction, to take them away, to remove them from where they shouldn't be applied, and to apply them properly in the correct places. Shehein b'chinas arba ilomos kanal. And again, those midos which are associated with the arba yisoidos are also associated with these four worlds. V'al kein tzrichin batfila l'sader arba b'chinas kanal. And this is why in our tefillah we're required to work on four areas. Dahainu korbonos, number one, psukei dezimra, number two, v'chulu, etc. Why? Kedei levarer ulesaken arbo yesoidos, because each one of these sections of tefillah is going to help us fix one of these four yesoidos, bechinas arbo olamos, one of these four worlds. Ve'oz zoichen lebechinas bitul el hoin soif, and once a person was zoiched to fix all four yesoidos, which correspond to all four worlds, then that person has the ability to achieve bitul, to the infinite light, shehu bigmar tefillah shmoin esrei, which can take place at the end of the shmoin esrei, the final bracha of shmoin esrei, sim shalom, shehu keneged olam ha'atzilus, which corresponds to the atzilus world, sheshom ikar habitul el ha'ein soif. That's where the person, a Jew, has the ability to achieve this tremendous bitul to the infinite light of Hashem. The ikar habitul, and the main bitul, who achar shemesayim hashliach tzibur tefillah shmoin esrei, is after the chazan completes the repetition of shmoin esrei. Sheoz noiflim al paneihim. That's when we have nefilah sapayim, where the person puts his face down on his arm and he says the special chapter of Tehillim that we say at that time. Umoisrin nafshom laHashem. When we do that, we were showing Hashem, Hashem, I'm ready to die for you. I'm ready to drop dead for you. I'm dropping like this, dropping and lying still over there. The Zohar HaKadosh says that in the chapter of Tehillim that the Sephardim say, which is chapter 25 in Tehillim, if you'll take a look, it goes according to the Aleph Beis. There's a Pasuk for Aleph, Pasuk for Beis, Pasuk for Gimel. There are three letters that are different over there. One is the Vav. There's no Pasuk for the letter Vav. There's no pasuk for the letter kuf, and the letter pei appears twice, if I'm not mistaken. Double check. Those three letters are unique in that chapter of Tehillim. Kuf, vav, and pei in chapter 25 in Tehillim. Ledoved Hashem Elecho Nafshi Eso. The Zohar HaKadosh says that those three letters spell the word koif, a monkey, an ape. The Zohar HaKadosh says there is a certain unique monkey called a Koifa de Madbara, a monkey that lives in the wild, which grows from the ground. Spontaneous generation. Just like in several Mishnahs and Shas, it speaks about these special mice, these earth mice that grow from the ground. There is this special monkey that grows from the ground and comes out with an umbilical cord that's attached to the ground. And nobody comes along with a scissors and cuts it, because if they cut it, it's dead. So the Zohar HaKadosh asks, hold on a second, how does this thing survive? How does it eat? And the answer is, it catches anything that comes within its radius. That umbilical cord, let's say, goes a couple of feet. This animal has that radius, and Hashem brings things into its area which it can conquer, it can eat, etc., etc. What if Daddy Lion shows up, or Daddy Leopard shows up? What if somebody who's bigger than him shows up and wants to make lunch out of him? What does he do then? The Zohar HaKadosh says that this animal has a unique quality of being able to play dead really well. It's a real actor, special actor, acting school it went to. And it knows how to play dead so real that when the lion or anything else would come up to it and try to smell it or feel it, they would see that it's dead. And usually those predators, those they don't eat dead stuff that they didn't kill. If they killed it, they enjoy it. They didn't kill it, they find something to kill or someone to kill. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, this is how this animal protects itself, this koi for the Magbara. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that when we do Nefila Sapayim, when a Jew does this Nefila Sapayim, we're doing that same thing. We're saying, Hashem, if I deserve death, Chas V'Sham Lo Yaleinu, if I've done so many things, here I am, Hashem. I'm killing myself for you. Ki Olecho Hoiragnu Kol Hayoim. I'm prepared to die for you. That's the putting our hands down on our faces like that. Now, this is the chapter of Tehillim that the Sfarim say. What about the Ashkenazic Jews? The answer is they never get it right. They picked some other thing to say, which is very nice, but it doesn't have this stuff in it. It doesn't have the kuf and the vav and the pei, etc. And we say, Rachum v'chanun chotosi l'fanecho Hashem olei rachmim. We say the special chapter that we say, which is also very special. And for those who are familiar with what the Zohar HaKadosh says, we try to have that in mind also. I'm going to share something interesting that I just heard a couple of weeks ago. I have the privilege of spending time with Rav Moshe Borstein. He should be healthy and well. And somehow this came up in conversation, and he revealed to me that once in his life, he started saying this chapter that the Sephardim say, and he never stopped. That's the one he says, for Nefila Sapayim, which was a chiddush because Rav Moshe is not Sephardic, you know, and he's not, and you know, there are some people like the Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Avrocha, commented several times that sometimes he wishes he were Sephardi because there are several minhagim which the Sfarim follow the Zohar HaKadosh, the Sifrei Kabbalah. And if you've learned this stuff in the Sifrei Kabbalah, you feel bad. Like, why do we have to miss out? How come they know about this? And how come they're doing this and we're missing out on it? But we know that Rabbeinu Zal, who was an Ashkenazic Jew, you know, a Ukrainian Jew, followed the Ashkenazic customs, certainly for the most part. There are certain things, there are many things that the Hasidim follow, the Arizal, the Ari HaKadosh. There are certain cases where, you know, but I'm just pointing this out as an important thing. It came up here because Rav Nosson Zal throws in this one line that we do Nefila Sapayim and we are Moiser Nefesh to Hashem. When a person does Nefila Sapayim, the person's supposed to be thinking, I'm dying for Hashem. Just like when we say Shema, the Kriya Shema, you close your eyes and you have in mind that I'm willing to allow myself to be killed to sanctify Hashem's name. Nefila Sapayim is another opportunity in the Tefillah where we play dead. We're Moiser Nefesh, that if I deserve to die, here I am. I just died. Shezehu Bechinas Bitul El Ho'ein Soif. That's another example of this Bitul to the infinite light of Hashem. V'alkein oimrim vidui koidim nefila sapayim. And this is why we say a vidui before that. Look at what Rav Nosson Zal is going to reveal now. Rabbeinu Zal said over there in Likutei Moran that a prerequisite for this bitul to the Ein Sof was vidui dvorim in front of the Talmud Chacham. Remember, we mentioned this very special procedure of confessing one's sins before the Talmud Chacham. That's a prerequisite to be able to experience bitul. Look at this. In our Tefillah Shachris, we have a section called bitul, which is Nefila Sapayim. What comes right before that? Oshamnu, Bogadnu, Gozalnu, the Vidui. We first confess our sins. Ki Iefsher, Liskois, Labachinas, Bitul, Hoein, Soif, Ki Imalidei, Vidui, Dvorim, Kanal, Bamay, Manal. Because as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, one of the prerequisites for this bitul to the Oyer Ein Sof is confession, vidui. Because Rabbeinu Zal says, here again, in order to lift off, you can't be carrying all kinds of heavy baggage on you. A person's sins are stains on the neshama. It's bricks that are weighing, it's cement shoes that the person's wearing. And when you're wearing cement shoes, you can't lift off. You got to first remove the cement shoes. The way we remove the cement shoes is through confession. Person confesses his sins. He strips himself of the gashmias, of the evil, of these weights that are weighing him down to the physical world. Then he's able to lift off. It's interesting that in the Sifrei Chassidus, they speak about Erev Shabbos, that on Erev Shabbos, before Shabbos, a person should try to set aside a couple of minutes for tshuva. That here again, I'm going into Shabbos. I'm going to walk into the king's into the throne room of the king. You better make sure you send your clothes to the laundry before you go walk into the... You walk into the throne room of the king with your clothes stinking and having all kinds of mud on your shoes and everything, you're going to have a big problem. So therefore, before Shabbos, any time that we want to go into this bitul, before we do the bitul, there's a vidui, there's a confession, there's a tshuva first. V'sehu b'chinas ha-kadeshim she'oimrim bein oilam lo'ilam. Now we'll understand also a very important thing that the Zohar HaKadosh and the Arizal speak about. That in these four sections of tefillah, karbonos, psuka de zimra, shma, shma esrei, each time you want to go into a new section, there's a kaddish first. There's a kaddish before psuke de zimra. There's a kaddish after yishtabach, before berchas kriyashma, and so on and so forth. Dehainu bein karbonos lepsuke de zimra, ubein yishtabach liyotzer, there's a kaddish over there. Kionu tzrichin lesakein kol ho'arbo elomois, shein b'chinas arba yisoidois, sheyu kulam kedoshim utahirim. Because we are required, we're trying to fix up the four worlds which correspond to the four basic elements, that they should all be holy and pure. Kedei shekulam yisalu v'yuchlalu lamalo lamalo. So that all of them, all four basic ingredients and all four worlds will be elevated through our tefillah. We're trying to elevate them up, 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 upwards. V'yizbatlu kulam ba'or ho'ein soif. And all of them will achieve this bitul to the infinite light. V'oz neida ki Hashem hu alekim kanal. And when a Jew is zoche to that bitul, they go to that place of oneness, then the person is zoche to know that Hashem and alekim are one. Shezeo b'chinas almadosi. That's the concept of Olam Haba, the future world. Vezeo b'chinas hakadish. And this is what Kaddish is all about. Shehu hagdolas shmoy hagodol yisborach. Kaddish is all about elevating the name of Hashem. B'chinas, as we say, yiskadal v'yiskadash shmei rabba. May the great name of Hashem be elevated. Which name of Hashem are we talking about? Ki ikar hagdolas shmo yisborach hu b'chinas Hashem Elohim shehu shem mole b'chinas shem hagodol. Rav Nosson Zal says, when we use the term gedulas Hashem, when we talk about elevating the name of Hashem, usually what we're talking about is the combination of Yud Kei Vav Kei and Elohim. That combination is called in the Zohar HaKadosh Shem Mole. That's called perfection, completion. When Yud Kei Vav Kei and Elohim are united, Bechinas Shem HaGodol, that's called Shem HaGodol, Kamay Shekosuv, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, look at the Pasuk, Hashem Elokai Godal Tamaoid. Hashem Elohim, you're very great. When Hashem and Elohim are together, then it's Godal Tamaoid. Hainu Sheshem Hashem Elohim Hu Godal Maoid. This combination of Hashem and Elohim is very great. Ki Zeh Hashem Kishemis Yached V'Nichlal Yachad B'chinas Hashem Elohim. Because that's the special name of Hashem when these two qualities, Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is Chesed, which is the right side, and Elohim, which is Midas Hadin, unite. When they become one, Bechinas Hashem Hu Hu Elohim, Zehu Iker Gedulosoi V'Roimemusoi Yisborach. That's the true greatness and exaltedness of Hashem. Bechinas Hagdola Shmo Yisborach. That's called elevating the name of Hashem. When a person is happy and religious, when things are going good for them, and then when things go the other way, they're not so religious, they're not so happy, then Hashem is not so special in their lives. Hashem's like any other Joe Blow, who if he does something nice to me, I'll be nice to him. If he does something bad to me, I'll punch his lights out, or I'll spit on him, or I'll walk away from him, period. But if I say that that ain't Hashem. That's human beings. Hashem is one. Hashem is good. There is no such thing as good and bad by Hashem. Everything Hashem does is only good, whether it looks white or whether it looks red or black. I know that it's oneness and I know that it's all good and wonderful. That's Gedulas Hashem. Then I'm putting Hashem above everybody else and everything else. As the Torah tells us, that's exactly how the whole world is going to perceive Hashem in the future. Hashem echod u'shemo echod. Hashem and his name will be one. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Torah Daled, that's referring to Yud-Kei Vav-Kei and Elokim.